Hello, my audio friends. It is March 23rd, 2015, but here in Montreal, you wouldn't know it. It's minus 13 degrees Celsius this morning, and with the wind chill factor, it feels more like minus 21. And I have no idea when actual spring-like weather will arrive here in the Montreal area. We've had a very long run of cold weather. It broke about, I would say a week ago or so, week and a half ago maybe. It got up to a balmy 8 degrees, 7 or 8 degrees for one day. And then we subsequently dropped into a deep freeze again. And it has continued for the last few days for sure. The weekend was nice, sunny, but cold. And even now, there are high-level wispy clouds, some blue sky, but like I said, it's minus 13 degrees. So very uninviting for any kind of outdoor activity. Not winter outdoor activity, that's fine, but definitely not anything spring-like. And yeah, so I thought I'd open up with that this morning on this audio entry. And also tell you that if you haven't already heard it, I had two audio recordings on two different platforms, one on Audio Boom and one on Voicebo, that never went out for St. Paddy's Day. And I don't know what happened. I honestly don't know what happened. I found them on my phone. I thought I had submitted them, but I guess they just never went out. The system never took them. So I'm posting them this morning. We'll see how that goes. I don't really have any other news, really big news. I guess the biggest news is I'm participating in a charity called Curling for Kids next Saturday, March 28th. I will post a link to the donation page for those of you who may want to throw me a buck or two towards the cause. It's going to two Montreal area children's hospitals. One is the English Montreal Children's Hospital, and the other one is the French Saint-Justin Hospital. And what it is there are many, many curling clubs in and around Montreal that are participating. And basically, a whole bunch of teams of amateurs, some whom have never curled before, get together for a day and have some fun and friendly competition. There's raffle tickets, which are just about sold out, which is good. It means it's been a good turnout. So there's raffle tickets to be purchased and prizes to be won. And like I said, there's every single team has a donation website, and each individual in that team has a donation website. I will send you both links to both the donation website for the team, which are called the Swiffers 2. And it's yours truly, along with three lovely ladies. I will be, I have been voted skip for some reason. So I will be skipping the Swiffer 2 or Swiffers 2 curling team. And I'm actually looking forward to it. A little bit nervous. So never having curled before, I thought I would treat the girls to a lesson this past Saturday. So Saturday evening, we went to a curling rink not too far from where I live, in fact. And we had an hour and a half lesson with a very friendly guy named Jim, who sort of took us through the rudiments on the rock delivery and sweeping and what the skip does and releasing the rock. And there was a few other things that we kind of went through. And it was very interesting, very enlightening. We shot many, many rocks as tests, you know, to test our delivery. And I can firmly say that nobody competing in the Breyer Cup has anything to worry about. Although I wasn't doing too badly at the end. I must have thrown something like 16 rocks. I think I threw two whole teams worth of rocks that we had. We had red and blue. And yeah, I threw all the red ones and all the blue ones, and the other girls mixed and matched and did some as well. But seeing as I was a skip, and one of the things that Jim told us was the skip sometimes has to shoot the hardest shots and do the difficult shots. So, you know, that kind of got me a little bit worried. And I'm going, okay, I better hone my skills as best I can in this hour and a half that I had. So I just threw everything I got just to practice. And what I've realized is that I'm putting a little bit too much energy behind the rock, and it ends up past the house. Now, for those of you who've never curled before, the house are those... I'm sure you've seen curling on TV or maybe in pictures or whatever. And so the house are those round circles at the at either end of the curling rink. And so when you're shooting, you're standing in one house at one end, and you're shooting at the house at the other end. And yeah, and there's two little rubber things that you rest your feet against when you push off. Those are called hawks. And there's a red line that you cannot pass with the rock as you're delivering it. You have to release it before the line, and that line's called the hog line. I'm not sure why, if it's because you're hogging the rock, maybe, before you release it at that line. But, yeah, so very interesting. We learned a whole bunch of terminology, a little bit of strategy, especially with the sweeping. Wasn't quite sure what to make of the sweeping, but now I understand what it's for. It heats up the ice a little bit, melts it, and lubricates the rock so that it can slide further. Not necessarily faster, but further. And then start curling, because usually the rock will curl the most at the end of its run down the ice. It will not start curling right away, although it is rotating slowly. The ideal shot rotates about three times or so as it goes down the ice, and by the end, when it gets really close to the house, and it's going rather slowly, well, then that spinning that's been imparted at the delivery, which is a whole technique in itself, that will eventually make the rock curl. And depending on how well it was thrown, and a whole other bunch of factors, well, it can curl quite aggressively and do a sort of like a dog leg at the end, which is what you're looking for sometimes to get around what we call guard rocks. And guard rocks are those rocks placed by the opposing team up in front of the house to prevent the opponents from scoring in the house. Anyway, it's a very strategic, very exciting game. It's sort of a combination of darts and billiards, I guess, if you're going to mix two sports. And it's cold out on the ice. You got to dress warmly. But it's amazing how much heat you build up. And even just standing up on those sliders, because one foot has a slider on it to be able to slide along the ice when you're doing your delivery. It can be quite tricky sliding around on the ice with one of those. So it does build up a lot of heat. So that's it for me. Thank you for listening. And I didn't think I'd go into a whole spiel about, well, Bonspiels. All right. Thanks again for listening, and have a great day.